Hello everyone, welcome back to Anshul Gupta MD. Autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, multiple sclerosis, Hashimoto's disease have been increasing rapidly. Lot of people have been reaching out to me because they are looking for natural supplements to help with these diseases. Today I'm going to share with you 7 must-have supplements if you are suffering from an autoimmune diseases. And the biggest part is that the information I am sharing over here is research-based information. So let's get started. But before we move forward, I would like you to take a moment to like and subscribe to my channel so I can keep sharing this great information with you in the future also. So now let's get started about the supplements which have shown through research that they can be useful in various autoimmune diseases. Now I want you all to know that this video doesn't replace any medical advice, or please don't stop any medications without the consultation with your doctor. Number one supplement on this list is quercetin. What is quercetin? Quercetin is a natural flavonoid which is present in the skin of several fruits, several vegetables, as well as herbs. Now, we have been studying quercetin for a long time, and through research, it has been shown that especially for people with autoimmune diseases, quercetin plays a very strong role in reducing inflammation. How does it do it? Quercetin mainly inhibits what we call as cytokine productions. These cytokines are responsible for causing inflammation in people's body, and by stopping cytokine production, quercetin helps lower inflammation. The second benefit of quercetin is that it also maintains stability of mast cells. Several research shows that several autoimmune diseases, their mast cells are not stable, and when they are not stable, they release a lot of histamine. And when they release histamine, that causes flare-up of autoimmune diseases. And quercetin stabilizes these mast cells and thereby reduces the histamine issues. The next benefit of quercetin is that it is a very powerful antioxidant. Now, research again shows that autoimmune diseases happens because of high oxidative stress. And we need powerful antioxidants to reduce this oxidative stress, and that helps these autoimmune diseases. The last benefit of quercetin is that it is neuroprotective, especially in multiple sclerosis people where their myelin sheath is being attacked, or in Hashimoto's patients where they have brain fog and that has been caused because of neurodamage. Quercetin helps in neuroprotection. So now you see, quercetin helps with rheumatoid arthritis, inflammatory bowel disease, multiple sclerosis, lupus, Hashimoto's disease, all of them. So very great supplement that can be very useful for autoimmune diseases. The dosage typically ranges from 400 milligrams to 600 milligrams of quercetin on the daily basis. What is glutathione? Glutathione is a master detoxifier and a powerful antioxidant which is present in each and every cell of our body. Especially, it is very highly concentrated in liver. It has been shown that several autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis, like lupus and Hashimoto's disease and multiple sclerosis, these people have lower levels of glutathione in their liver, and that has been linked to multiple flare-ups of these autoimmune conditions. And that's the reason glutathione is very useful as a supplement for helping these autoimmune diseases. Now, glutathione is a very powerful antioxidant. What that means is that, again, it helps in lowering oxidative stress in each and every cell of the body, and thereby helping reducing inflammation. It is also a very powerful detoxifying agent. Most of the autoimmune disease patients have some kind of toxins build up in their system, like heavy metals, like lead, mercury, or mold toxins, or environmental toxins. And glutathione helps to remove these toxins from the body, and thereby again helping autoimmune disease patients. The problem that we are seeing is that most of the glutathione through these supplements is not absorbed in the body. So especially we need to use only liposomal glutathione, because that is the only glutathione which can be absorbed by your body and can enter your cells, and thereby your body can utilize it. So it is very important to find the right form of glutathione. The dosage of glutathione can range anywhere from 500 milligrams to 1000 milligrams on the daily basis. The next supplement on this list is curcumin. Curcumin is a natural compound which is actually found in turmeric roots. We have known the health benefits of turmeric for centuries now, but only recently we came to know these health benefits of turmeric are because of this compound called curcumin. Curcumin has several health benefits. It is a very powerful anti-inflammatory, it is a very powerful antioxidant, it is anti-diabetic, anti-cancer properties, as well as it helps in also reducing inflammation significantly. In fact, the research shows that Curcumin and NSAIDs like ibuprofen have similar mechanism of action, and people see similar benefits when they're using curcumin. There has been more than 200 clinical trials which have shown effectiveness of curcumin in reducing inflammation in the body. And the main mechanism of action again is by blocking inflammatory cytokine chemicals in the body. And these chemicals are the main reason of inflammation in the body, and by blocking their production, curcumin reduces the symptoms of autoimmune diseases and also helps in healing of these autoimmune diseases. So that's the reason curcumin is a great supplement to have. Similar problem like glutathione, curcumin supplements are also not very well absorbed by our gut. So there are two ways you can increase absorption. First of all, curcumin can be combined with black pepper or bioprin, and that helps in absorption as well as utility of curcumin in the body. The other way again is by liposomal curcumin. When you use liposomal curcumin, it is better absorbed and enters your cells directly. So these are the only two kinds of curcumin that you should be using. The typical dosage of curcumin for autoimmune diseases is between 1000 to 2000 milligrams on the daily basis. The next supplement on this list is L-glutamine. What is L-glutamine? L-glutamine is an amino acid which is very important to keep your gut in good shape. There is a concept called leaky gut, which has been shown in research that leaky gut starts the autoimmune disease process. And this leaky gut happens because our L-glutamine levels go down. Interestingly, it has been shown in several studies that when you take L-glutamine supplements, this leaky gut can improve, and actually it is very important to keep your gut in good shape. Typically in leaky gut, what happens is that the junctions between your gut cells open up. When these junctions between your gut cells open up, that causes entry of several bacteria, viruses, as well as bad food products to enter your bloodstream, and that starts the inflammation process as well as the autoimmune process. And by sealing those leaky junctions in your gut, L-glutamine helps to reduce inflammation in the body as well as can stop the autoimmune process. So L-glutamine is a very, very important supplement that people need to include when they are making a supplement regimen for their autoimmune diseases. The next supplement on this list is zinc. Zinc is a very important mineral that keeps our immune system in good shape. Several studies have shown that people who have autoimmune diseases are specifically low in zinc in their body cells, and that leads to an improper immune system, and that causes their body to be susceptible to several infections like viruses, like Epstein-Barr virus infections or parasites in the gut or other kind of bacterial infections. And that can trigger an autoimmune condition or a disease. And that's the reason it's very important to take a zinc supplement that will going to keep the zinc levels in good shape so that your body's immune system is in good shape and can reduce inflammation in the body. Now, especially if you have Hashimoto's disease as an autoimmune condition, then you need to combine zinc with selenium because they both have synergistic effect on your autoimmune condition, especially Hashimoto's. The next supplement on this list is omega-3 fatty acids. Omega-3 fatty acids are part of each and every cell in our body, especially the cell lining. What happens in autoimmune disease is that this cell lining is not functioning at the optimal level, and it is damaged at multiple points, which again causes several bacteria and viruses and other toxins to enter inside the cells, and that starts the whole cascade of inflammation. And that's the reason omega-3 fatty acids, by improving the cell lining, improves the barrier protection of the cells, and that's the reason they are very, very helpful in autoimmune condition. The problem is that most of us are not consuming omega-3 fatty acids in good amounts, and that's the reason our body cells goes low in omega-3s, and that ultimately on the long term basis causes autoimmune diseases. There are research studies which shows that omega-3 fatty acids, especially EPA and DHA, are very, very useful for rheumatoid arthritis, for SLE, for multiple sclerosis, as well as for Hashimoto's disease. Now here's the catch. It is very important to get right dosage of omega-3 fatty acids, because most of the omega-3 fish oils supplements are very low in EPA and DHA, and most people do not know that. So when you're looking at your supplement, a minimum of 1000 to 2000 milligrams of EPA and DHA needs to be present in the fish oil supplement that you are taking. The last supplement on this list is vitamin D. We have at least 200 research papers which supports the use of vitamin D for various autoimmune diseases. Vitamin D specifically regulates inflammation markers, immunity in the body, as well as it can even alter your genetic makeup and genetic expression. And by altering these things, it actually improves the body's immunity as well as can improve the autoimmune processes. Most of us are deficient in vitamin D, even though you might be getting sunlight and thinking that your vitamin D levels are increasing, but even then your vitamin D levels might not be adequate enough to lower inflammation in the body or fight that autoimmune diseases. So it is very important, especially if you have rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis, lupus, or Hashimoto's disease, that you include a vitamin D supplement on the regular basis in your supplement regimen. Now, here's the thing. Most people will take vitamin D for a very short amount of time, for maybe 1 or 2 months, thinking that the levels have reached an adequate level and they will stop taking it. This is a big mistake, because as soon as you stop taking vitamin D supplements, your levels are going to go low again. So very important to take vitamin D supplementation on the regular basis. Typical dosage is 5,000 international units on the daily basis that you can take, or you can take 60,000 international units on the weekly basis. Now you know 7 must-have supplements which research supports can be very important in reversing your autoimmune conditions. I hope you like this video. If you do, please like and subscribe to my channel. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.